Christian Network News, 4.5 minute version, Tuesday, March 2nd, 2004. 3, 2, 1. Christian organizations work through the local church to meet needs in Haiti. Progress marches forward for a Chinese Bible school, and InterVarsity appoints a director of missions. These stories and more are coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Peter Brooks. We begin today in Haiti as Christian humanitarian organizations need assistance as they reach out to the needs of the Haitians. This comes in the wake of President Jean-Bertrand Aristide's resignation over the weekend. Food for the Hungry's Ben Holman.
The critical situation is the state of the people of Haiti. Food supplies, transportation, things that will allow people to gain their livelihood and survive through this transition. And that's what Food for the Hungry has been focused on.
Holman says FHI is working through the local church. He says the church must be involved.
People in these kinds of situations, they do look up to the Lord and pray for the people of Haiti, that in this valley, that they would look up to the mountain, so to speak, and see the Lord and his sufficiency and his power to address any and every need that they're facing.
Gifts can be made at fh.org or 1-800-2-HUNGERS. Meanwhile, Voice of the Martyrs Canada says China is launching another crackdown on the church. Multiple news reports indicate the state formally charged two church leaders with revealing state secrets to a foreign organization. The two were researching oppressive practices against believers when they were arrested. They face life sentences. Pray for those involved in evangelistic work in China's unregistered churches. You're listening to Mission Network News. A September 2003 opening of a Bible school in Nanchang, Jiangxi Province, felt like a giant leap for Chinese Christians. China Partner Ministries Eric Berkland says it's only getting better. He's excited about the pace of the project.
They are in the middle of their second phase of the construction, which includes their church facilities. And my father was just amazed and blessed to see the advance that they have made in the construction progress so far. They just started to build this last year, and they're almost complete with it now.
The chapel facility will be used by Bible school students for preaching and worship. Other programs will include children's and migrant outreaches.
They do need some additional funds. China Partner has committed to help raise some of the funds. When they do ask us to pray for them, I think they're also sincere with that. I think we need to pray for this particular church, that they would, as they are growing, that God would use them in a very powerful way to see more people come to Jesus Christ.
Elsewhere, May 6th is the National Day of Prayer this year. The theme is Let Freedom Ring. Bible Pathway Ministries' Bible Reading Marathon is tied to the celebration. Bible Pathway's Barbara Bivens says the theme is appropriate, as is their venue.
Wherever there's some hesitation about the, quote, separation of church and state, has been overcome by the simple fact that they are being held on the Capitol steps in Washington, D.C., and that if they hold any kind of an event on these different venues, then they have to allow the Bible Reading Marathon as well.
What's exciting, Bivens says, is growth. She believes it points to a hunger.
Over the years, we've had them everywhere from the Mount of Olives to Red Square to Las Vegas. We've had requests from several new states asking for material to set up a Bible Reading Marathon. So we have a real wide scope of areas that have seen the importance of this public reading of God's Word.
And finally, InterVarsity Christian Fellowship has announced the appointment of Jim Tebbe as a vice president and director of missions for the organization. Tebbe had been serving as the director of Urbana, the triennial youth missions conference. Tebbe moved to InterVarsity from InterServe, where he worked in the Muslim world. The appointment further signifies IFC's commitment to student missions. InterVarsity serves more than 35,000 university students in the United States. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like to receive a free copy of the Voice of the Martyrs Persecuted Church newsletter, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. It not only features information on the persecuted church, but also gives you the information you need to help suffering believers. That's VOM's Persecuted Church newsletter at 1-800-995-4828. You can also request it at our website, missionnetworknews.org. I'm Peter Brooks.